The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio. W-A-V-A. Live from the W-A-V-A-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM. W-A-V-A.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get to hang out together, talk about what I call matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I really want to get informed about, but after we've gotten informed, let's get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. On Sunday evening, September 29th, 8 p.m., the Worship in Washington concert going to be held at Kennedy Center Concert Hall. As we've been telling you, featuring Sandy Patty, Taranda Green, Travis Cottrell, 450-voice American Festival Choir. And as a matter of fact, we have some tickets we'll be giving away a little later for that show, as we've been doing throughout the last few days. Right now, however, I'm very happy to welcome Dr. Phil Barfoot to the program to talk about this event. Dr. Barfoot's an internationally known composer, author, music ministry professional. He's written and created more than 40 major choral collections and musicals that collectively include more than 300 songs. Currently serving as CEO and president of Celebration Concert Tours and some other responsibilities as well. Dr. Barfoot, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Well, thanks, Don. A pleasure to be with you.
Now, how would you describe this evening coming up, an evening of worship in Washington concert? What can folks imagine happening that night?
Well, it's going to be just a great night of worship and celebration with some wonderful artists. As you know, Sandy Patty actually retired a few years ago.
Yeah.
We're getting her out of retirement for this great concert. And as you know, she's probably won more awards than any other Christian singer, and so she's coming out of retirement to sing a lot of her hits. And Taranda Green, if you've heard her, I don't need to say anything about her. She's one of the finest gospel singers in America. She sings with what I call attitude. And then Travis Cottrell is, as you know, the worship leader for Beth Moore and the Beth Moore conferences, and really one of the premier worship leaders in America. But we wanted to just do a night of celebration in the D.C. area and make it free for people to come and have access to really one of the greatest concert halls in the world. And what I get really excited about is the American Festival Choir, 450 voices. They come from 13 different churches across America in 10 states. And we actually have six local churches joining us from the D.C. area as well. So it's going to be just a grand night of celebration, and you can get tickets for free, actually.
Well, I understand there is a charge on our concert here. I don't want to give misinformation, but Julie, could you double-check that? How do you decide who's going to be in the choir? Do they volunteer and audition, or do you look for them across the country? How do you put that size choir together?
Yes, the local churches, they're actually members of the local choirs. So they're all auditioned by their ministers of music. And then the churches coming from all the other states have been auditioned again by their ministers of music. And they'll be coming for a full 4-day trip and 4-day excursion and doing all the things you normally do in Washington, D.C., and doing a concert at the Lincoln Memorial and World War II Memorial, and doing a lot of great sightseeing and ministry for 4 days, actually.
Now, we mentioned at the outset you're the CEO and president of Celebration Concert Tours International, and also your CEO, president of CCT Music, consultant as well with Lifeway Worship. You've produced some choral projects, I believe, for Lifeway every year, a couple of new ones. Talk about how you get all this done and and keep your sanity.
Well, I'm one of those lucky guys that just can't wait to get to work in the morning. I've always been fortunate that God's given me something that I love, and it's really not work. So it, even though I work long hours, it's not really work to me. But our Celebration Concert Tours, we actually take choirs on tours around the world, take about 15 tours a year. We do Carnegie Hall about 5 times a year and Kennedy Center normally twice a year. We were there in July, and go to the Holy Land a couple times a year, and Italy 2 or 3 times, Eastern Europe. We actually come to Nashville now. That's where our office is, and we started trips to Nashville. We'll be here at the Ryman Auditorium in a few weeks with a 300-voice choir. And so we're fortunate to just travel the world and share the gospel with people literally around the world. As you know, there's a lot fewer choirs and church choirs today as there was 10 years ago. In fact, probably about 50% fewer church choirs as there was even 10 years ago. So my goal is to do everything I can in my small sphere of influence to keep the choir alive. And after all, choir is God's idea, not mine.
Well, I really would love, I'm going to ask my producer to make note of this when we finish here quickly. If there's ever a chance you and I could spend an hour on this show talking about just that, Christian worship in today's world, churches that want to develop choirs and that sort of thing. You have a rich background in these areas, so I hope that's a possibility.
Well, I'd love that. Absolutely.
Well, we'll make sure of that and make an arrangement for it. But right now, what are some of the songs that folks might be hearing on the 29th at the center?
Well, we're starting with a big song called Excellent. Sandy's singing, of course, her How Great Thou Art, and she's doing a Praise to the Lord medley, and she's put a lot of her big songs, big hits, in medleys, so you'll recognize a lot of those songs. And she's singing You'll Never Walk Alone, and just really a whole bunch of her hits that she's put in medleys. So you hear a lot of Sandy Patty in about a half hour. Almost all her songs will be in that half hour time slot.
Well, it sounds like an incredibly rewarding evening music-wise with all the artists you've mentioned and the choir. Talk, if you would, just in this last moment about a new devotional book you've written called New Every Morning. What is that? That features some unusual things, I think.
Yes, I went to 118 of my best friends in music ministry. Most of them are worship pastors at premier churches and professors at Christian universities, and each of them, all 118 of them, wrote 3 devotions. So they all gave me their best devotions, and the book releases actually October 1st. We have a bunch of them that just arrived to our office today, but we're real excited about it because it's a fresh new approach to devotions. There's a devotion for every day. It's about a 400-page book, and each of these music pastors just really did a wonderful job opening the scripture and encouraging and inspiring folks. They all gave us their very best work. So it's a very unique book that I hope will minister to a lot of people on a daily basis and just feed them and encourage them in their walk with the Lord.
Can they get the book on the same website that the tickets are available?
Actually, they need to go to actually anybody who carries books, Amazon and Lifeway.
Okay.
If they go to Lifeway.com, that's probably the main source to get their books.
Outstanding. Well, I look forward to a longer visit, Dr. Barfoot, but thank you for the time today, and we're looking forward to the 29th.
Yeah, I just want to mention, too, that for gold VIP tickets, it's $25, but that you can also get some free tickets as well.
Excellent.
You bet.
All right. That is Dr. Phil Barfoot. And again, he is, of course, putting all of this together. Celebration Concert Tours International. And right now, you can get more information and tickets at cctmusic.com/tickets. Also, I have a free pair of tickets we'll give away in a moment when we come back. The tickets are free as long as they last. I guess that's the way to put it. And after that, he just said there's a gold ticket, a VIP gold ticket you pay $25 for. But the tickets are free for now until they're all run out, the supplies run out. Then they will be available for purchase. And the number to call, website to go to is cctmusic.com/tickets. cctmusic.com/tickets. Stay with us. We'll be back. Going to give those tickets away when we come back.
So I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So, when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our Faith and Family Mortgage Team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hey, Rich Lee here. I'm so excited to be talking about I Hate Knee Pain again. Their medical team worked miracles for me. I used to have debilitating knee pain that got in the way of my everyday life, but I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville took care of it without surgery. Their breakthrough treatment is a simple injection of a natural substance your body already produces that lubricates and protects the cartilage in your knee. Your pain disappears quickly. It's FDA approved, covered by Medicare and most medical insurance. Stop your knee pain and schedule a free consultation today. I did it, and you can too. Call 301-679-7900. Or go online to IHateKneePain.com. Again, that's IHateKneePain.com. Or call 301-679-7900. Take it from me, it works. Call 301-679-7900. Let's stop the pain today. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
It's fall and you're probably thinking to yourself, I need to lose weight. You've been trying to lose weight for months, maybe even years. Yo-yo dieting, cutting calories, starving yourself. You don't feel good. Hi, I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church, and I can help you lose weight. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition. I've lost over 100 pounds, and now I want to help you to lose weight through our Losing to Live weight loss competition. Why should you participate? Because it works. Our previous competitions have resulted in literally tons of weight loss. These are stunning results. No wonder Fox News labeled me the anti-fat pastor. Don't try to lose weight alone. Join a team of losers. Quit procrastinating. Sign up today by calling 703-560-8677. That's 703-560-8677 or online at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org.
The next Losing to Live weight loss competition begins Sunday, September 22nd.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Hey, I have two tickets right now to give away for the Worship in Washington concert that I just discussed with Dr. Barfoot. And it, of course, features Sandy Patty, Tyrande Green, Travis Cottrell, 450 Voice American Festival Choir, and I think Dr. Said six choirs from the D.C. area are part of that incredible gathering live at the Kennedy Center on Sunday evening, September 29th at 8 p.m. All you need to be to get these two tickets, this pair, caller number three. Caller number three at 888-293-9282. Again, 888-293-9282. You'll win this pair of tickets. And if you want more information about the concert or you don't happen to win this pair of tickets, you can get some tickets at cctmusic.com/tickets. But right now, get your dialing finger busy, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. You'll receive these free tickets for the concert. Again, one more time, 888-293-9282. It's the Washington Concert, Worship in Washington, at the Kennedy Center on the 29th at 8 p.m. And I do believe now we have our caller, so I don't know if we'll be doing it again or not, but, between now and the 29th, we may. All right. Let me go back to our campaign with Food for the Poor. And, the juxtaposition there is rather interesting. I mean, what could be nicer? Really, seriously, what could be nicer than an evening at the Kennedy Center, some fantastic music, some great voices you're going to hear, legendary voices in the case of people like Sandy Patty and some other artists who will be there, and then this great choir. But juxtapose that against the suffering and the pain and the loss and the discouragement. I mean, the outright discouragement of so many in the Bahamas right now. And, you know, we're called to really remember that. We're called to remember and kind of stand in solidarity with those who suffer. Paul said, I weep with those who weep. Yes, he said, I rejoice with those who rejoice. But I also weep with those who weep. And so we really need your help in getting as much money as we can together to meet our goal of a little over $42,000 to send to Food for the Poor. We're well over $27,000 into that mark now, so we've got a $14,500 remaining to go to complete the job. But it won't happen unless you help us as you have been. So I really ask you to do that. 855-860-4673 is the number. 855-860-4673, #250, and hit send on your cell phone. And when they prompt you, say give. That'll connect you to an operator. Or go online to our website, WAVA.com. Click on the Food for the Poor Bahamas banner there. Make your gift that way. Again, we've been suggesting some increments because we're really closing in on that goal. And we are at a point where actually some of these gifts are quite doable now. We've had, I think, six $1,000 gifts so far. And I was saying earlier, if another 15 of you could see your way to give a $1,000 gift, that will get us to goal. In fact, a couple of dollars over goal. If 30 of you who say, look, I can't do $1,000, but I could do $500, if you could do that, you'll get us where we need to be. 48 of you giving $300. 73 folks giving $200. 97 folks giving $150. That will, any one of those combinations will get us where we need to be, and we can get this underway. So, but it only happens, of course, when you make the call. You know that. Number to call, 855-860-4673, #250. Hit send and say give on your cell phone. Online at WAVA.com. How about doing it right now?
My name is Leia Lowe. I am a resident of Green Turtle Key, Abaco, Bahamas. I was not in Abaco when Hurricane Dorian hit, but all of my family was. I have family that is in Marsh Arbor, that was in Man of War, and that is in Green Turtle Key. A lot of people in Green Turtle Key have lost their homes. When my mom called for the first time, I didn't hear from her until 3 days after the storm, and she said it looks like a war zone. She said that everything is devastated. The roads weren't clear at that point, and it was just awful. And I've had family that I've been able to talk to that have come out of Marsh Arbor, and the stories they have told are horrific, the way they had to get out of their houses. One of my cousins that was in Marsh Arbor, what they had to do is they had gotten into their attic. The water had come all the way up to their attic, and at that point, the eye of the storm was over them, and they had to get out because if they would have stayed in, they would have drowned in their attic. They had kept a kayak in their attic. My cousin pushed the kayak through the attic window, and he was able to get on it with him and his wife and dog, and they were able to kayak over to a house that was on dry land. The water was so high, it was like a river.
13,000 homes on the two islands, 45% of the total, have been severely damaged or destroyed.
First thing we found was my brother. He was clinging onto a tree. He made us safe, but we're unable to locate his wife at the moment. We hope that she's okay.
The devastation is such that they haven't even been able to get to people who are awaiting rescue. There is still much work to do.
I've been through a lot of hurricanes, but I've never seen something just sit on us for and just moving at 1 mile an hour, and it just wouldn't give up.
The wind sounded like a huge tornado coming.
The roof went off. He had to run to another house.
All of my family lives in Marsh Harbor, and everybody lost everything. None of them have a home to live in or anything like that. It's terrible.
Survivors face a humanitarian crisis. Marvin Hanlon Dames is the Bahamian National Security Minister.
We're now in that stage where we're beginning now to get on the ground, get our people in the right places, and begin to focus on the needs and the concerns of those persons in distress.
It was a harrowing experience. It's difficult even to try to put it into words, but it was just unparalleled.
People are saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, and keep praying.
It was me and my other two sisters who were in the vehicle, and we got stuck in the storm for 3.5 hours, and I thought I was not going to see him anymore.
You know, sometimes when we make a request for donations, we might say pray on it, we might say think about it, but there is no time.
My island of Abaco is finished. Everything is gone. No banks, no stores, no nothing, nothing at all. Everything is gone, just bodies.
The urgency in a catastrophe of this magnitude doesn't allow us to ask for time. It allows us only to beg you to give your most generous donation right now.
People are saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know, I mean, keep praying.
We are asking for whatever you can afford now in helping people to survive, in helping people to have hope.
That's the call now. Whatever you can spare, whatever you can do. And we've been giving you various options in terms of figures that really will help us get this job done. But again, it's all up to you as to what you can do. Many of you have responded already. You have, and I know some of you have called in or gone online even a couple of times and made multiple gifts. So we want to thank everyone who's done that. But we still do have quite a way to go. And I'm looking for 15 folks who could give $1,000. We've had six people give that size of a gift through the campaign so far. If 15 more of you could give a $1,000 gift, we will have completed our effort here to raise a bit over $42,000 to put in the hands of Food for the Poor on behalf of these suffering people in the Bahamas. 30 of you who could give $500 would do the same thing. 48 of you who could give $300 will get us there. 73 folks listening right now who could give a $200 gift, or 97 of you who could give $150 will help us reach that goal when you make the call. The number to call, 855-860-4673. Again, that's 855-860-4673. Cell phone handy, #250, hit send and say the word give when you're prompted. Or go online to WAVA.com, click on the Food for the Poor Bahamas Emergency Relief banner.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Who is in the mood for some Marsha, 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 and the rest of the Brady Bunch? Well, HGTV is restoring the Brady House to its original 70s glory and reuniting the original cast.
That was kind of a kicky blast.
The sitcom was a TV touchstone for millions, including myself. HGTV.com has tons of fun Brady games, trivia, and behind-the-scenes features. We are already a couple of episodes in, but you definitely have time to catch up. For more information, jump over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This is Owen Strand for townhall.com. The rights of free speech and free exercise are not limited to soft murmurings behind the doors of a person's home or church. These guarantees protect the right of every American to express their beliefs in public. This includes the right to create and sell words, paintings, and art that express a person's sincere religious beliefs. So said the majority of the Arizona Supreme Court earlier this week. With this win, artistic printers Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski of Phoenix were freed up to conduct their business according to their deeply held convictions. SOGI policies we've seen elsewhere were turned on these two who had, respectfully, opted not to create wedding invitations for same-sex weddings. Attorneys with Alliance Defending Freedom stepped in and religious liberty prevailed. This is a big win for First Amendment freedom. We should never have to murmur our convictions. We should never be compelled to express views at odds with those convictions. I'm Owen Strand.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, preparing leaders in politics and policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
This traffic report is sponsored by Frontline Plus. As you make your way downtown, the accident's been cleared on the Anacostia Freeway northbound before Eastern Avenue. but you're still jammed up from the 11th Street Bridge. A disabled vehicle on the GW Parkway as you make your way southbound before Dangerfield Island is what's causing those delays from 395. An accident in Merrifield on the outer loop between 66 and 50 has been moved over the shoulder, but the delays are all the way from Old Georgetown Road.
Summer may be coming to an end, but the bugs are still around. So don't forget to protect your pets with the number one brand name in flea and tick protection. Get Frontline Plus now.
I'm Christine Eads with traffic on WAVA.
Clear and cool tonight. Lows ranging from 47 outside the Beltway to 56 in the district. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Pleasant and becoming warmer. High 82. Clear and comfortable tomorrow night. Lows 61. 50s in outlying areas. Plenty of sunshine and very warm over the weekend. High Saturday 88. High Sunday 92. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Bars.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Folks, I know we're all aware of the profound devastation that has occurred and is still ongoing in some ways, especially in the Bahamas. In fact, one stark headline I just saw before I came in the studios read, Grand Bahama right now is dead. With the death toll still climbing even as we speak, with several hundred thousand more people having lost their homes and literally lost everything except their lives. Which is why now is such an important time for us to be doing what we're doing here on WAVA. And that's teaming up with the great Christian relief ministry known as Food for the Poor. And I don't know of anybody I'd rather talk to about these crises than a man whose heart is really in the pain and suffering of the world. That's our good friend, Angel Aloma. He is the executive director of Food for the Poor. And Angel, thank you so much for joining me for this brief visit. What can you tell us about the needs of the Bahamas right now?
Well, I spoke yesterday to the Minister of Agriculture and to the Minister of Health, and they need just about everything done. As you describe, people have been left with absolutely nothing. So they need clothing. They need food. Can you imagine their shoes? They said the glue had come totally off of them, so the soles are all off of the top of the shoes. But the worst thing is that there is nothing for them to eat. I saw pictures of areas that were totally, totally devastated. It looked like a lumber yard. And unfortunately, they're trying to evacuate people, but the amount that they can evacuate is a very tiny amount considered to the devastation and the number that is suffering in the Bahamas at the moment, particularly in Grand Bahama and in Abaco.
And do you know where they're taking these people? Are they bringing some of them to the States, or where are they else?
Well,
go ahead.
I know that some were taken to Palm Beach, close to here, and they have a shelter for 250, but that will be very quickly filled. I know that cargo ships are bringing back people, not necessarily here, but to different countries, and so I imagine we will open our doors also, but it's as I said, a tiny number compared to the number that are totally devastated and who have no families here and no one to really help to take care of them.
Tell our listeners who are so generous, they love Food for the Poor. We've partnered with you and you with us for many years. Tell them how we can help right now.
Well, right now we have a great avenue of helping is by donating, because we already gotten generators. We have gotten electric saws. We are at this very moment calling our partners to see what medicines they can give us. And we have our partners who give us food also. But we need money for the shipment of these things. There are some things we do have to purchase. Like the heavy equipment, for example, like the generators and the saws, we have purchased a container load of those because they need those to start even beginning to clean up some of the places where trees have fallen and stuff like that. And the generators, of course, for the clinics and the hospitals and places where they really are overwhelmed right now with need because so many people have been harmed. The death toll is going to be a shocker. They have been saying at first 5 people, then 9, now 40. It's going to be in the hundreds, Don, and they need all the help they can get for those who have remained alive but who are injured, who are hungry, who are really with nothing, no property whatsoever. Their homes have been devastated. They have no clothing. They have no food. And that's where the help is really needed now, to help us to let us ship as much as possible. We have wonderful partners who will give us a lot of stuff. We have wonderful buying power where we can buy a lot of stuff, but we really need the cash to do this.
Folks, it's so easy to do, really. By that, I mean there's a toll-free number. You can give by cell phone. I'm going to tell you how to do that as well. And, of course, you can give whatever you're able to give, $50, $100, $1,000. We've been giving out increments of $80 or $160. That kind of provides for some food and some supplies for one person, $80, $160 for two, $240 for three. We've said you could provide for a family of four for $320. But the Bahamas need is so massive that if you can give a larger gift, maybe $300 or $400 or $500, maybe $1,000. Some of you listening, I laugh because you've done it through the years so often. You could give a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 gift. And food for the poor, I guarantee you will put it into very good use. Their margin of overhead is one of the smallest of any of these sorts of NGOs working in the world. So your gift is going to make a difference when you call this number. Toll free, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. I want to give that one more time. 855-860-4673. If you have your cell phone handy, just hit #250, then hit send. And when you make the connection, just say the word give, and it will connect you to an operator you can give that way. And of course, we're all ready for you on our website, wava.com. Just go there and you'll see a large red banner that says Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that banner and you can make your gift as well there. There is no gift too small nor too large, is there, Angel?
Not at all, no. And you know, I have such confidence. I have lived in four countries, Don, and I have never, ever experienced a philanthropic tradition. Philanthropy means love of man, and the tradition here in the U.S. is superb. It's way above anything I've ever experienced in my life. I have lived in the Caribbean in two countries, in Cuba and Jamaica. I have lived in Canada. I have lived here. And there is no people as generous as those in the United States. Whether it be abroad or whether it be local, they give. As long as they hear about it, they respond beautifully.
I mentioned the very narrow overhead that Food for the Poor must use, obviously, for operational costs. It's one of the lowest of any I know. Exactly how much, percentage-wise, of our dollar is going to the Bahamas right now?
I think this year, including all cash donations and the value of donated goods, is going to be a little over 5%, which means that more than 94% of all donations go directly to programs that help the poor.
You know, we could, and you and I have talked about this before, we could commiserate over why God allows such tragedies to happen. We won't know the full answer to that, of course, until we get home to be with the Lord. But it's a world that's broken by sin. It's a world that's broken by evil. And, of course, nature itself is really feeling the pain of the fall, as we say. And this is part of it. These hurricanes, these storms. And we can either make the choice to say, well, why did God let this happen? Or we can, I often say, we can go where God is already working, in this case in the Bahamas, and join him in bringing relief. What's your thought?
Absolutely. See, to me, it's God's expectation that the good people of the world will respond. And, you know, you have experienced it in your station. God has experienced it all over the world, that people, it brings out the best in so many others when a tragedy occurs in different places.
I'm talking with Angel Aloma, Executive Director of Food for the Poor. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US MULO 52 weeks 714-19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats and, worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Amberin.
Amberin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Amberin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Amberin now, my energy is back. And those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Amberin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Hi, Don Crow here for A-Action Home Services. Are you looking for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service? Do what I do. Call the company that operates with biblical values as their guiding principle. A-Action Home Services. For over 40 years, this family-owned business has enriched the lives of people like you, our WAVA listeners. So for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC, call A-Action Home Services, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
I'm talking with Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma. And Angel, I know folks say, how is it possible to really do so much with so little compared to the need? But talk about Food for the Poor's track record. What is it, 37 years now?
37 years. We have developed fantastic relationships. Just one of our in-kind donors last year gave us over $20 million worth of food. And this is not just rice and beans. We do get a lot of that to Taiwan. The charitable arm of the government of Taiwan gives us 40 containers a month for Haiti. And, to feed my starving children, they gave us over $20 million worth of food. This is rice with desiccated vegetables, with vitamins and minerals and protein in it from soy. I mean, it's a complete meal for people not only to not starve, but also for the children to grow healthy with all their needs. And we buy at huge. Our buying power is tremendous because we're such a large organization and we have 17 countries to take care of. And so basically we can purchase, when you go to the supermarket, if we were buying that wholesale, we could probably get it for one-tenth of the price that you're paying for it.
Well, I have traveled with you and with your staff on a few occasions now, and I treasure every one of those memories. But I will say this, God has given you, my friend, a very compassionate heart. How do you cope with all of this? Because we're just talking about one area right now of crisis, but you live in that world on a daily basis. How do you handle it?
You know, people say, how come you don't become depressed? And I say, because I become depressed for 5 seconds and then inspired for a lifetime. When I hug a mother who has lost a child, not because of a car accident or because of a horrible illness, but simply because they don't have enough food or they drink water that is not clean, that puts a thing in my heart that I have to do something. And there is a certain joy in doing good. God is a great engineer of the human being and of the whole world, of course. But he has made us so that we feel good when we do good. And so to me, it's like when I see the horrible stuff that I see quite often, it's like a challenge to think, how can I do better? How can I overcome this? You know, when Bahamas first happened, my first day was 13 and a half hours here at work. And the second day was 12 hours, you know. And I don't feel tired because it inspires me to be able to be in a job when we are allowing people to live. When we bring people who are at the edge of despair because of their suffering and their poverty and bring them back to the land of the living, to the land of dreamers, people who hope, who can hope again and hope for a life with less pain for the future.
Folks, you hear the old saying, we've all used it at one point or another, curse the darkness or light the candle. My, what an option. We can't do a thing by commiserating over how bad things are, but we can do something by picking that phone up and lighting a candle for a family or for an individual. We've given you some figures. $80 for one person will provide some relief for that person, food and supplies and the other sorts of things that they're going to start to need to get their lives back together. $160 for two, $240 for three. $320 for a family of four. And again, as I've said, if you want to spread that out over maybe 12 months, $27 a month will provide that $320 figure. Or there's some of you listening right now. You could give a generous gift of $1,000 right now, or a $5,000, or even a $10,000 gift. Now, I know that's not for everyone. I understand that. But there are those that God has given with what Paul talks about in Romans, the ministry of giving. And it's really a ministry of stewardship of wealth that's beyond average. So if you can do that, if you can make that larger gift, there couldn't be a better time than right now to pick that phone up and call this number, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Pound 250 on your cell phone, hit send, and then say the word give, or just go online to WAVA.com. We have a banner waiting for you there, bright red banner that says Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that and make your gift there. Angel, my friend, give us a final word as to what you'd like to say to our listeners and anything else about this great need that we're sharing together.
Well, I want to remind the listeners that when Jesus was on the cross in a moment of extreme pain, he quoted from the book of Isaiah, my God, why have you forsaken me? And if he could feel abandoned even for a moment, can you imagine those who are suffering and are not half man and half God or full man and full God? And can you imagine how forgotten they might feel in their suffering? And then all of a sudden they get help from people who are far away, people who have a different culture, perhaps a different language, a different accent. And, you know, then all of a sudden they feel, my gosh, if these people can remember me, how much more can I feel remembered by God? So it's not just the physical, it's the spiritual and the emotional and the psychological, that they feel so much better when they feel that there are others in the world who remember them. Those who are far away, who will never hear thank you from their lips, but who will they know that they're there in some part of the world loving them from a distance. And that to me is such a beautiful thing about charity. And that's why I love what your listeners do, what they have done 1,000 times before, and what I have every certainty they'll do again, because they're superheroes. They will put on their cape of compassion, and they'll take up their sword of love and their shield of caring, and they'll do what superheroes do. They will save the day. So I have every confidence, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart for their generosity and their compassion.
Angel Aloma, Executive Director with Food for the Poor. And as we go to this break, will you go to the phone right now and make your generous gift as generous as it can possibly be? Toll-free number 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673, pound 250, and hit send on your cell phone and say the word give, or go online to WAVA.com. Stay with us. We'll be back with more in a moment here on The Don Kroah Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Don Kroah here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again, as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now, as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. Pound 250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at WAVA.com.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, folks, I want to thank Susan in Herndon. $1,000 gift. Susan, thank you so much for that. Also, Jeff in Sterling, Virginia, a $420 gift. A couple of great gifts. Any gift's a great gift, whether it's $1,000 or $10 or whatever it is. All right. Making a difference. difference in the world, $10, $20, $100, $1,000. We've been telling you, you know, and no gift is too small, certainly, and none's too large. But I want to thank folks who've been giving at all levels, and we really do need your help. So if you haven't been able to do it yet, perhaps when you get home, you go online, go to our WAVA website. You'll see the bright red Bahamas Hurricane Relief banner. Just click on that, make your gift there. Or, of course, toll-free, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. On your cell phone, #250. Say the keyword give when they cue or when they prompt you, and you make your gift that way. I hope we'll have good things to report tomorrow. We'll be back in just, 24 hours, something like that? No, about 22. I don't know. See you tomorrow.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM WA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.